Welcome everybody to Kingston County Council meeting of April 14th, 2015. First thing, Mr. Lawson, will be approval of the agenda, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions?
Yes.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Starlet?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of March 31st. Any questions or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
There's no correspondence today.
Any correspondence from council?
Well, I get correspondence in a general sense. Folks would like a better transportation system in the county, especially over in the third district. No specific applications, in particular. Just want to say I do get the complaints. And third district is very, very happy that we now have the Rehoboth Art League on Route 9. It has come from Henlopen Acres out to the county and a couple of miles outside of Lewis. And it's just a real asset to the county. Easy to get to. They're going to have art lessons for children and adults, and there's a lot of space. And they have really gone way in other words, it's been a big commitment for that nonprofit.
Very good. Anything else from council? Public comments, Mr. Guy. We have anybody signed up? Make public comments.
We have five who have signed up, Mr. President, but I believe all are on the agenda for other items, so you may want to.
Okay, we'll make sure here. I know Patty Grimes is on the agenda for something else, so we're good with that. Judy Dean? Yep, okay, you're on there. Fred Dean, you're on there too. Okay. Ansel Emerson? And you're on the agenda, I think, also. And Ruth Briggs King, where's she hiding?
She's there.
Well, good morning, Representative. They're all on the agenda, so we'll move right on. We have a consent agenda, two wastewater agreements. Wastewater agreement number 927, Sussex County Project 81-04, Swan Cove Phase 6, McConnell Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 378-6, Sussex County Project 81-04, Warrington Creek Phase 10, aka Sawgrass South, West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on those, either one of those two? If not, we'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item on the agenda is a presentation by Ms. Patty Grimes, Executive Director of the Freeman Stage at Bayside. Well, she will present the council our annual update on their programming. Good morning, Ms. Grimes. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today and representing the Joshua Freeman Foundation. The arts are alive. I was glad to hear Councilwoman Deaver's update with the Rehoboth Art League as well. So I want to share with you the progress that we've made in 2014 and give you a little window into what you can expect in 2015. So we are a foundation on a mission. Our mission has been consistent with partnering to present memorable performances and inspired arts education for all. And I think, as council knows, those last two words are very important to us, for all. So having access for everyone in Sussex County, including guests that are coming into the county to enjoy high-quality arts experiences. I wanted to share with you our board of directors. There are a lot of leadership positions that have been filled by Sussex Countyans in all aspects of the county as well, so we are geographically represented. So we've grown quite a bit since 2008, in just 7 years. This is our eighth year, but these statistics are for 7 years. We've had 205,000 folks come to our little stage and enjoy high-quality arts. 50,000 of those are children and students or underserved groups that otherwise would not have the opportunity to see high-quality arts performances. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers. We have a volunteer force that is about 100 strong, 14,000 volunteer hours at an average rate of about $22.19. That is $300,000 that saves us so that we can put that into our programmatic activities. We represent ticket buyers from 30 states, if you can believe that. And just on the performance nights only, we have contributed $6 million into the local economy. That doesn't include the tourism dollars, just the arts metrics that we get from Delaware Division of the Arts and Arts for America. So what happened in 2014? One thing that we're very proud of to represent Sussex County is we won the Governor's Award for the Arts in 2014. We were the only presenting organization in the state of Delaware to receive that. And the governor usually gives the awards out every 4 years. So we are very proud to represent Sussex and to receive that award on behalf of the state of Delaware. We had 87 events in 2014, including 10 national recording artists. 51,208 patrons joined us in our mission to bring the arts last year. All of the photography that you see behind us is actually represented, was taken at the stage or our events, and I want to give a shout out to Doug Phillips, our marketing manager, for being able to capture these moments. We had 3,718 volunteer hours. 14,306 students came last year. That was a record-breaking year for us. You can see the buses in the background where, with your efforts and success, we've been able to continue this great program for children to come and see the arts. We actually received a letter from a teacher who said that the experience brought her to tears because when they boarded the buses, there were children who said they had never been not only to an arts performance, they had never been to a movie or the boardwalk. So it was a great outing for them. So
you've changed their lives.
Thank you.
You really have made a big mark on it. Good one.
Yes. Thank you. And these are some of the outreach activities. So Parallel Exodus, physical comedy theater that children, this was right in Georgetown, Shakespeare plays in Seaford and Laurel. The Washington National Opera was right at Dell Tech, and students from Woodbridge Elementary got to attend that performance. Sticks and Stones is an anti-bullying monologue, and that was elementary schools in Cape Henlopen School District and the Indian River School District this past year. Feet Don't Fail Me Now, 4,000 students in elementary grades from 2 to 5 grades were able to come to the stage and see this high-quality tap and music. And we were the only Delaware organization last year to receive an NEA Challenge America grant, which is a federal funded program, so that we could collaborate in Frankfurt. The elementary school students there were able to work with Julian Benishaw, the maestro of the Mid-Atlantic Symphony, and they had a choral program where they actually were on our stage on opening night last year. We had Christina Pato in the Migrations Band. She is a Grammy Award winner in the Yo-Yo Ma Silk Road Ensemble, and the children were at Dell Tech last year to see that. And then we did mural projects. We have a mission to bring a mural project in every middle school in Sussex County based on core values of the school with anti-bullying, and we have two more projects this year. We did three projects last year. And it was a great year for students and children and underserved people in Sussex County, as well as people in Sussex County and tourism, just to come out and enjoy a night of the arts under the sky. In 2015, what's next? We announced our season on March 31st, and we've given council a preview of that. We have 54 events just at the stage, 16 national recording artists. They're in your program. I'm happy to announce for us, and maybe not so happy for you, that Daryl Hall and John Oates sold out in less than an hour yesterday. But there are tickets available for all the rest of those performances, as well as the other 40-some. We have 4 outreach activities planned right now. As I'm speaking to you, The Great Gatsby is being performed at Cape Henlopen High School for all the high school students in Cape Henlopen, and tonight we are having a public performance there. So 700 children today are seeing that, and tonight we've sold 600 tickets. So I think that those numbers I'm sharing with you tell you that there's a need for the arts here. 6,000 students will come to see Cirque Zuma Zuma in May. And then we are doing our mural projects on Washington National Opera. And there will be a few other surprises that come in. Steps towards the future. You know, Councilwoman Devers asked me this morning, how do you fit all those people in that in at the stage? And we can accommodate 2,400 people during our national recording artists. But the fact of the matter is that we're bursting at our seams. So right now, our board is leading us through a due diligence process we're getting feedback and doing all kinds of work to see if the community will financially support a larger outdoor center. And we can't do it alone. We won't do it alone. And we are excited about what that future may hold. And next year, I hope to be back in council chambers and talking to you about what that might look like. But I did want to let you know that we are actually stepping out and making a bigger conversation about what our facility might look like in the future. Why support the arts? There are all kinds of metrics that I could share with you today. But the first one is really important as we try to bring jobs here in Sussex County. 72% of business leaders say that creativity is the number one skill that they are seeking when they're hiring new employees. So if we can provide a background for the arts here in Sussex, I think it's going to not only bring a better lifestyle, but it's really going to help us in workforce and economics. Last of all, this is a sign that we put out when we bring those 6,000 students in May. We want you to know that we are appreciative of your partnership. We thank the council, and at this time, I'm open if there's any questions that council has.
Questions of council?
Well, I guess we'll hear later what your expansion plans are. Had you thought about something under a roof?
Well, actually, in our initial feedback that we've done, what we've heard from our patrons is they actually love being outside.
Well, it's not like today.
So right. Our plans do have a covered roof area for probably about 1,000 seats. Okay.
Thank you for what you're doing for these children. It's really important.
It's our pleasure.
Does that mean
questions,
all,
Mr. Wilson?
Does that mean all children can go to any one of these groups here you got, like Roseanne Cash or?
So all of our performances, except for those 16, are free for any child 18 and under. It's just the national recording artists that are not; those 16 are not free.
I would assume that. I assume you're about sold out too. Is that true?
Roseanne Cash is not. So
she's not yet.
Freemanstage.org, or give me a ring and I can help you with your ticket purchase.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash's daughter.
Johnny Cash's daughter, country royalty, absolutely.
Anything else from council?
Yes, Mr. President, if I may. First and foremost, thank you for being here, Patty. I really appreciate it. As you know, we've been you're in the district, and I live about 5 minutes from the stage. And
can you hear the music at night? That's
I can, at times, based on the wind.
Oh, my.
Based on the wind. But it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
Our news listing.
And I knew that it was there before I bought my home, so I have no excuse to complain, correct?
Thank you.
Just for the record. So, in any event, but I will tell you that this is hugely impactful in many ways in our community, obviously for the jobs, but the outreach to the community. You guys do more than just the performances on the stage, as we all know. You do that. And we've been to several of your events, whereas you guys are truly impactful in the community. And you know, Josh, God bless his soul, but he certainly had a great vision.
Yes.
And Michelle's done an amazing job to continue on that torch.
Yes.
And through your team. And so we are very grateful for what all that you guys do. But two quick questions. Number one is the slide, I think it showed 14,000 children. Is that correct, this last year?
Yes.
Came?
14,000, and that was at our stage and then the arts and education programming that we do within the school systems.
Yeah, that's a very large number.
In other words, be careful because they're not all at this stage. They're like in Del Tech, they're in Seaford, and all these areas. Is that not correct?
Yes, and then
in other words, the big shows, the kids don't come for free. No. Is that correct? No.
Not those 16, but
that's what I thought. Okay.
No.
You holler no yet, George?
Huh?
You holler no. I think I'm right.
Councilman, if I may, I will. There are how many performances on the stage this coming year?
54. So all but 16 are free for children 18 and under.
So therefore, let's see what the math is. 16 minus 54, or 54? What is that? What's the number? Is it 38? It's a little early. So, Councilman, there's 38 performances on the stage that are free.
Well, and if I may, additionally, there's 20 other performances
outside the stage.
Outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a lot.
50. So that's 58.
Yeah, 58 in total.
Yeah. 51 and 14.
Yeah. So, but nonetheless, I think exposure to the arts is an important thing, and we just thank you for all that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
More
I'm glad to see it's your carrying on after losing Mr. Freeman. I've met Mrs. Freeman. I was just wondering, is she heading up everything at this point?
She is our president and chair of that, and she has taken an idea out of grief and just have created a wonderful vision and opportunity for Sussex County.
Mr. Cole?
Patty, many counties have arts programs, et cetera, at their county level.
Yes.
And they have departments and they have staff and everything else. And for years, we've always had the firemen have done basically a calculation. And they always like to tell us that, you know, because we're volunteer organizations and the county's not funding this, this is how much money, you know, is saved, you know, from the, I guess, the public sector having to fund this stuff, you know, through this volunteer type of thing. You may, in the future, might want to impress upon us by us not having to have, which is what this council currently and I think in the past has always taken the position, we don't want to add on, you know, more right. government. So for us to add a whole, you know, arts department, we would have had staff, et cetera, et cetera. If you could just, you know, tell us sometime how much money if somebody can do that, you know, how much money the county possibly is saving by just your arts program, not the Art League and these others, but just the impact of savings to the taxpayers by providing this through volunteers and through, you know, donations, et cetera, et cetera. So it would just be an interesting number probably to see, because I know when we hear from the firemen, Mike might be able to tell us, it's in the millions of dollars. Right. State officials, everybody brags about the savings we see with the volunteer program, and we need to support it, and et cetera, et cetera. So again, it would impress upon people like ourselves and maybe even town councils that there's a need to support programs like yours because it saves money in the long run.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that point. Next year I'll include that. But we are also we have grown for the need. It's a multi-million dollar budget that we manage on behalf of that. And as a nonprofit, certainly, you know, all taxpayers can go online, and we have all of our accountability pieces on our website, too.
And is Lyle Lovett sold out yet?
Lyle Lovett is going to be there with his large band.
Is he sold out yet?
He is not sold out. I do want to say freemanstage.org is where you can buy your tickets.
Mr. President, can I be excused to go get a ticket?
No freebies.
Please, yes. Anything else from council? Mr. Wilson.
Do we feel like we're a little bit of competition to the other organizations like Parrington Fair and these other places? Right. And then could we say, if we gave so much money from this county to those people to take buses and take those kids there, couldn't they do the same thing? So what's the difference?
Great question.
Okay. I mean, I'm a firm believer what's the word I'm supposed to say? In supply and demand here, and also a free market system, and if we should supply you money for all these other reasons, and we don't supply these others, is that really just or just competition? I should say.
Great question, Mr. Wilson, and I will respond like this: is that, you know, with these additional festivals that are coming into the state, and with the fair, it is. Sussex County, Kent County, the state of Delaware is becoming known as arts destination. And the fact of the matter is that all of those help bring the economy up and more opportunity in the spirit of what the patron likes to be able to attend those. So we welcome the competition. We don't see it as that. We see it as collaboration. We cannot book the same acts as the fair does. Mm-hmm. So we really enjoy giving Sussex County and tourists a choice in the types of programs.
I understand you're saying you welcome competition. But it's really not competition when you are subsidized by the county and the other organization is not subsidized by the county. Right. That's the way I see it.
Right. And I will say that the subsidy we receive from the county is really for all the students. And we do the specific programming. It's a transportation grant that's specific just for that. And I will want to thank County Council for that, because we actually spent 150% of what you gave. We were actually able to leverage that with other corporations and grants and help us tell a very strong story with that.
And no Scrabble?
No Scrabble.
The Scrabble, okay.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you do for the kids.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Grimes.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple items of business, starting with a proclamation honoring fair housing, the month of April as Fair Housing Month in Sussex County. I have a proclamation which I will read and invite members of council to join several members of the real estate community to join us for a photo op out front. Sussex County Council proclaiming the month of April as Fair Housing Month in Sussex County, whereas April 2015 marks the 47th anniversary of the passage of the U.S. Fair Housing Law, Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968 as amended, which enunciates a national policy of fair housing without regard to race, color, religion, national origin, sex, familial status, or handicap, and encourages fair housing opportunities for all citizens. The Sussex County Council and the Sussex County Association of Realtors are committed to highlight the fair housing law by continuing to address discrimination in our community, to support programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities, and plan partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every American of their right to fair housing. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims April 2015 as Fair Housing Month, beginning a year-long commemoration of the U.S. Fair Housing Law in Sussex County, urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this celebration throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. Thank you.
Shall I use this?
You and George get out of there.
Where is Councilman Cole?
Right here with you.
As Councilman Cole and myself are the two licensed realtors on the council, we felt that was very appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. President, for allowing us to
participate. Help yourself.
And in this proclamation. So allow me to read it, if I may.
Do I need to use this mic, Chip?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Did I just read it?
Let me come on over this way.
You
read this whole thing, yeah?
I think I just read it, yes.
Well, I'm glad I was paying attention.
We're supposed to do it this way.
Give it to Frank, yeah.
All right. Worn out watching him move around.
That's Randy. But she works with these people in this early income housing.
Right. Yeah, this is for fair housing. That's right. Amen.
Do I have bunny ears behind me?
And I would say also, for the record, that SLOR, the leadership here, does a great job for our community and reaching out to many people. And fair housing is not just a monthly event; it's a year-round event, correct?
It's everything.
There you go. So we are fair all the time as licensed realtors. So thank you all for being here. We appreciate it, and you guys as well.
Just comments,
please.
Yeah.
First, we want to say that we're not just pleased on behalf of the Realtors Association. We're here with some of our partners, which we are very fortunate, we feel, to have Brandy and Brad and your community housing department to help us with that. And we know that we've all been through some different fair housing education together, because it is something that we do together. So we appreciate that. We also have here today with us was Habitat. I think Kevin was here, because many times when we're working on fair housing issues, realtors are advocating and educating the public, but we're also working with our partners, which include First State Community Action Agency, and CALL, Habitat, and some other housing groups, because it's not just something we do. It's inherent in who we are and how we do things. So we appreciate you taking the time every year to recognize fair housing and to be our partners with that. Thank you.
I just saw you yesterday.
Thank you very
much. You're a busy lady.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. The next proclamation recognizing National Service Recognition Week. I believe we're joined by Nancy Green and several National Service members, including Mr. Gilmore. I will read the proclamation, and then we'll do another photo op. Sussex County Council Proclamation proclaiming April 14, 2015 as the National Service Recognition Day in Sussex County. Whereas service to others is a hallmark of the American character and central to how we meet our challenges, and the nation's local communities are increasingly turning to national service and volunteerism as a cost-effective strategy to meet city and county needs, and AmeriCorps and Senior Corps participants address the most pressing challenges facing our cities and counties, from educating students for their jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families, to providing health services and helping communities recover from natural disasters. And the National Service expands economic opportunity by creating more sustainable, resilient communities and providing education, career skills, and leadership abilities for those who serve. And AmeriCorps and Senior Corps participants serve in more than 60,000 locations across the country, including Sussex County, Delaware, bolstering the civic, neighborhood, and faith-based organizations that are so vital to our economic and social well-being. The Corporation for National and Community Service shares a priority with communities nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and is joining with the local communities across the country to recognize the impact of service. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims April 14, 2015 as the National Service Recognition Day and encourages residents to recognize the positive impact of national service in Sussex County and to thank those who serve and give back to their communities. Thank you very much for joining us.
So they work for Habitat. They do Habitat. A lot of
them. Everybody, come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
Mr. Gilmore, if you'd like to tell the council who is with us today.
Yes.
Okay. There's 13 members that serve Sussex County with Habitat and Humanity, among other programs. These are some of our members who have dedicated at least a year of their life in service to help improve our communities through working with Habitat and engaging volunteers in this work of affordable housing.
Thank you for sending the invitations to come to those openings. They're very moving, very, very wonderful.
We enjoy it when you all can make it.
Did you want to say something?
I would be remiss in not mentioning, too, that you have Teach for America, you have Senior Corps, you have Volunteers in Service to America, or VISTA, all serve in Sussex County. I am incredibly honored to be able to facilitate this team. They not just come to give a year of their lives, but they come and they live in poverty as those they serve while they serve. They generate at least 100 volunteers per member, and that translates into literally hundreds of thousands, 100,000 hours of volunteer service. So thank you for this recognition for these people who do so much for us.
It's wonderful.
If I can get you to squeeze in just a little bit.
Come on here. You can get in front of me. It's all right.
Don't
trust me. They'll see me. Trust me.
You're nice enough.
I'm never hard to see.
I'm sorry, sir. Todd knows. They all live in Georgetown?
Yes. And they...
Good. Can I grab one? You certainly can.
I know that.
Chip can take it.
To take an
Chip can take it. Chip can take it. Well, we think he can. We'll see. Thank you. Thank you very much for all you do.
Yeah. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
When's your next one?
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. The next item of business is a discussion and possible introduction of a proposed